Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
With us, Bill Perry of NBC Sports Boston. He is brought to you by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They have everything you need to make your football party a huge success this Sunday. Get details at stopandshop.com. Phil!
What's up, boys?
What up?
How you doing?
How you
Big
doing?
Weekend coming up. I think it's going to be a fun weekend for Patriots fans.
Oh.
Get to go down to Nashville.
Crank this song on Broadway, up and down all the bars. They won't have any clue. Just request it. Patriot takeover. Home game.
Tell you what, that's the live spot. Music down there, those people are pretty talented. You could maybe just request this and end up hearing it somewhere.
Is there like a country version maybe they could play?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think it really matters. Yeah. And I think the football team is going to end up playing pretty well.
Oh, do you?
I do. I don't think it's a great matchup.
So we were talking at about 10 a.m. today when we started the show about is there a portion of us, I think I might be falling into this, Zoe as well, where we're sort of overlooking the Titans. You know, it's just as Hardy asked, is this a trap game?
No way.
We're not realizing it right before the bye. We just assume they're going to win.
Worst kind of trap game is one you don't see coming.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The unseen trap.
You go back to Buffalo and we all said, what did we say? Hey, we can overlook Buffalo, but the players can't. What happened there? Right? Did they overlook Buffalo? I hope they're not doing the same for Tennessee.
I don't think they overlooked Buffalo. I think Buffalo's defense is actually pretty legit.
Okay, well, if you believe that, then you know that Tennessee's defense is pretty legit.
I would say the reason why the Tennessee defense wouldn't concern me as much as the Bills defense did if I'm the Patriots is the pass rush just isn't the same. They have Jarrell Casey, who's a very good player on the interior of that defensive line for Tennessee. They have some good players throughout the defense, but honestly, and this may sound crazy to some people because they look at the Bills as sort of a quadruple-A professional football team, I don't think the talent on that side of the ball is quite the same as it is in Buffalo. So I think if you're the Patriots, you're going to be able to do what you want to do offensively. Maybe you go after that corner that you're pretty familiar with. And I think defensively, they're going to be okay too. I just think Mariota has a hard time when he's pressured the way that the Patriots can pressure, which is with that power rush, which we saw last week. I think in some ways, not that it's a total blueprint, but I think in some ways what they showed last week against the Packers would be really, really useful this weekend in Tennessee.
He's not having a great year, Mariota. I mean, he played well the other night. And maybe
has he ever had a great year?
I just don't know if he's very good.
Yeah. He had a good playoff. I mean, that game in Kansas City, he put the team on his back, I thought. I thought he played well against Kansas City on the road last year, and that's a tough spot. That is. I got to give him credit for that. But other than that, that's really jumped out.
If you look at some of their splits, just like their run-pass splits, obviously it's a passing league, they're about as close to a 50-50 split as it gets.
Have to be.
And to me, that's a sign. I don't know if it's a sign that you don't trust your quarterback, but you don't trust your passing game. They don't have many playmakers. So even if they love Mariota, who's he throwing to? Corey Davis, top five pick, who just has not lived up to the hype. That's somebody that if Stephon Gilmore starts shadowing him all over the field, he's not going to have a good game.
They missed Delanie Walker,
too. They missed Delanie Walker big time. And for whatever reason, until recently, until last week, they've been kind of reluctant to throw to Deion Lewis at times. They're one of the teams in the league at the bottom of the list in terms of short passes thrown. They're really good at it. They average 7.5 yards a throw on those types of passes, but They just haven't thrown that many of them for some reason. So maybe they do a little bit more of that. I think Deion Lewis is the weapon you have to be concerned with if you're the Patriots this week.
617-779-0985, the phone number if you want to jump on board. Here with Phil Perry, what has happened to Malcolm Butler?
I heard you guys talking about this morning.
Yeah, what do you think?
To me, it still has to be psychological, whether it's he's defeated from how things went here, which I would be surprised by, or it's he got his money and he's slid a little bit, which I know is Beatles' argument. He's not that far removed from having a really, really good season. Not last season, the season before. Yes. One of the best corners in the league.
Yeah.
And he's 28 years old, so he's getting up there.
But
I mean, people forget
said,
how old he is slide, because of how long he's been in the league.
The slide didn't happen in Tennessee. It started.
Oh, it started here.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely started
But it's
here.
Gone.
We talked about it last year.
But
he was benched. He was benched in New Orleans, which was week two.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah,
it's,
and then Eric Rowe got hurt.
And then Eric Rowe actually forced Stephon Gilmore to the bench in Carolina because Gilmore was that bad. Rowe gets hurt, then you have to play Butler and Gilmore.
That felt like somebody was trying to prove a point in that game in New Orleans.
Like, look there. Does he look a little heavier to you?
So thinks he's fat.
I say this all the time because people are always...
Well,
did so-and-so lose weight? Did so-and-so gain weight? I can't do it. I'm not good at it.
He's a stocky, shorter guy, though. You know, so it's tough. It's tough to tell, but he's got different hairstyles.
He does have a different hairstyle, so maybe that's throwing you off. Maybe just more hair.
I don't know.
Maybe he's just got to trim that thing down, get a little sleeker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's gained weight. I think Vrabel's been pretty open about it. The technique has just been bad. You watch Monday night.
Then why wouldn't they give him help? If the technique's been bad, you know the technique is bad. How can Vrabel scheme it to where he doesn't give him help? Like, that means it's on me.
Has that been the case? He's just been totally on an island week after week after week. I don't...
Touchdowns again the other night were island touchdowns.
Yeah.
No safety help. Not even in the vicinity.
I wonder if the kid Byard is a really good player.
He's a good safety.
And he's had a lot of production. I wonder if there is an element of, like, you know, what Butler is struggling with as a corner, if that same facet is kind of what makes Byard good, which is he's reading the quarterback and he's reading eyes and he's, you know, maybe he's supposed to be helping at times and instead he's kind of freelancing a little bit. I don't know. I don't know enough about the ins and outs of their specific defense, but he's been an issue. You can't be guys, they've had a bye week and he's still leading the league in yards allowed, catches allowed, and touchdowns allowed. And he's played one less game than many, many corners throughout the league.
That's pretty terrible.
It's awful. He is the worst player. And I, you know, talking to people down in Nashville, is there any chance he's losing his job?
No.
They say no.
Mike Vrabel said,
I mean, you can't do that. I get why you can't do that, because you just gave him a bunch of money. You just gave him a bunch of money. And if you're at all worried about his psyche, you do that to the kid, then what happens? Then it's a lost season, maybe. So I think you just got to try to roll with what you've got. Maybe give him a lot more help. I don't think you can put him on Josh Gordon this week. Josh Gordon's been running a lot of slants, right? A lot of over routes.
Yeah,
we talked about that here.
If they do that, they're going to be dead.
You run a slant, run a slant and go on Malcolm Butler. First series of the game might be a touchdown for 70 yards.
I just throw it up like they did in the Chicago game to Josh Gordon and let him go up and get it.
Contested
catches.
When's the
last time you remember Malcolm elevate to go get a ball at its highest point?
That's another weird thing about last season. And even before the regular season started in camp last year, there were some of us, we were watching him in camp, and it was like, does he have an eye issue? Is he have a vision problem?
Should he get an eye exam?
He couldn't judge the football in the air, and he had been really good at that previously.
Let's get back to your calls on Malcolm Butler coming up next, and also a player that may hurt the Patriots in this game, former friend, former Patriot, Deion Lewis. We'll get to that coming up next.
Now a look at the numbers with the Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Boston Celtics snapped a four-game losing streak with a win of the Phoenix Suns on Thursday night. The Celtics are 3.5-point underdogs tonight of the Utah Jazz. The total there, 209. Second-ranked Clemson visiting Boston College tomorrow. The Tigers are 20-point favorites against the Eagles. who are plus 900 on the money line. That means a $100 bet at a Boston College victory pays out at $1,000 at the ticket window. Clemson minus 1,600, meaning you must bet at least 1,600 to win 100. The over-under is 57. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sutton, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know, I like my girls a little bit old. I just want to use your love tonight.
One of those bad cover bands you see down there this weekend.
Oh, they'll be everywhere. They have live music all up and down.
Buenos noches. This doesn't sound country enough.
The bands are better than this, though. Like, I think you got to give them a little more credit.
I think the booze helps.
Oh, sure. Of course it does.
Hey, y'all. I'll be y'all welcome down here. What is it, Phil? Is this like... We did this yesterday.
So thinks everybody in Tennessee is Jerry Jones. He thinks everybody's Jerry Jones.
You know, little mosquito, little more man, little more zone.
Yeah.
I don't think they
miss some glory.
I do want to get your calls. I do want to talk about Deion Lewis, but there is news as it relates to the Boston Bruins. Hardy, do you have the statement?
What do you got, Hardy?
Yeah, I believe you've got the one copy in front of us, but it's pretty simple here. No Tuukka Rask this morning at practice. The Bruins just released a statement saying that Rask is taking a leave of absence relating to a personal matter.
And there was a meeting with Bergeron and Chara, correct, Jim?
Bruins practice started 20 minutes after it was scheduled to begin,
and
according to Joe Haggerty.
The first thing that Matt Porter was tweeting about was that there was Yaroslav Halak and some dude on the ice in goalie gear. He goes, not Tuukka unless Tuukka has switched over to a blank mask and beat up pads.
So it's an adult man's hockey league goalie.
Well, that guy, no, it's a Mass State trooper named Kevin Segi or Seggy, who is their emergency keeper.
That is awesome.
So he was out there on the ice at practice this morning. As you said, Beatles, started 30 minutes late along with Halak because Tuukka Rask is on a leave of absence for a personal matter.
Yeah, and Zoe's right. One of the Bruins beat writers tweeted that Cassidy, before practice started, had a little meeting with Bergeron and Chara and then broke up the meeting and Rask wasn't on the ice.
Bus pub?
Something's weird.
Something ain't right, boys.
Late start to practice. You've got the head coach meeting with Bergeron and Chara, and now all of a sudden, a one-line statement from the Bruins that says, effective today, Boston Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask has been granted a leave of absence relating to a personal matter, period. End of press release.
Whoa!
It's weird, too, because, you know, we just heard some Tuukka Rask, and Jim, if I'm up, I can play it again. He talked after the game last night. He went into the second for Halak last night.
Yeah, and he gave up 3 goals on 14 shots.
First shot after Halak had already given up 5. So it was a bad night.
They both stunk last night.
Bad night for the defense. Bad night for the defense playing in front of him. Bad night for both goalies. But Rask did not sound like a guy going through anything personal, at least, I mean, from these small snippets here.
Yeah, it's never easy, but you just try to be ready and you know, and go out there and do some damage control. And today I did it my own way.
Sounds like typical Tuukka.
Right.
Like, that's typical standard Tuukka. Like that's why I asked, who are we talking to? Was it Billy? Yeah, we're talking to Billy. Like, is he starting to feel the heat? Is he starting to get phased? Because it seems like, that matter. It's like, you remember Buchholz, like, would never hear any of the noise. I'm like, whatever it is, what it is. And I just go on. I don't worry about that. I play. And it seems like always Rask always had that type of response. Sounds the same.
Loss is loss. Doesn't really matter at the end of the day. I mean, it was kind of a crazy game both ways. You know, a lot of, you know, goals scored. And it was, at the end, it looked like everybody was napping in the crowd. And, you know, it was just one of those games. You know, a whole lot of action in either end. You know, no shots. And all of a sudden, it's 5-3. Weird game, but, you know, that's entertainment, and we're just providing it.
So I'm sure we'll find out more, but last night he did not sound like a guy going through a personal crisis of any kind or anything professionally going on. It was just, it has feel of something that happened.
I don't like that.
After the game last night or this morning.
I don't like that one. A loss is a loss. Yeah, it's a lot of action.
That's goalie speed.
But it's
though.
Like, yeah, you look and everybody's taking a nap. What are you doing looking at them in a crowd? Turn around, spinning. Everybody's taking a nap in a crowd. And this is what it is. And just whatever. Not when you're making $7 million a year. Yeesh.
So something happened after he met with reporters last night. Something happened this morning.
Maybe somebody didn't like what was said there. And maybe someone went a little loopy.
Or maybe he's got like a family issue. Or something.
Right.
That's
totally possible.
Could be.
Hope it isn't. Obviously.
No, obviously we hope it is not.
It feels more like a hockey issue when you've got a late start to practice, a meeting with your two top leaders on the team.
Feels more like an Antonio Brown thing prior to the game yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like something may have happened in that locker room is what it feels like.
Ooh.
By the way, I don't know anything. I'm just saying that's...
Okay.
Can I ask you guys this?
Hold on. If practice started today on time, and there was no meeting with Cassidy and the two top guys in the locker room, and everything is normal outside of Tuukka Rask not being there, I think we'd be much more inclined to think something happened outside of hockey that he's got to go deal with.
Is it
when you have all these other weird things that sort of come with it, you'd think, something might be going on that's team-related, room-related.
You're one of those guys in that room that just busted your ass, and you got your ass kicked, and you hear your goalie just nonchalantly say, it's a loss, and it's some action, it's entertainment. What the F are you talking about? What the F are you talking about?
How rare is it for Cassidy to meet with Bergeron and Char like that?
Well, that's your
is that
heads,
unusual?
Right?
Is that unusual, though, or is that like an everyday thing?
Well, with the delay of practice, releasing of a statement, I'd consider it highly.
I would say this. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that it's clearly notable to the people that cover the team because they've all sort of reported on it here on Twitter. It was notable to them.
So GM Don Sweeney will be speaking shortly.
Oh,
we got something, boys. We got something here.
And now the GM is going to speak.
Oh, my.
For one individual player being in need of a leave of absence?
He's going to say something, right? He's not going to speak and say, I can't comment, right?
I think the team's getting their ducks in line. You tell the two head guys.
The way it's worded, has been granted a personal leave of absence. So he asked
for it. Like, I need to get away. We're going to tell Bergeron and Char, this is what we're going to do. We're going to grant it. We're going to delay practice. We're going to release a statement. And then the GM's going to talk.
Has he lost his job? Has he been told that he's no longer the number one guy?
No.
Has he asked for a trade?
Maybe. Maybe he said I can't.
Million things that could have gone on. I'm just throwing crap against the wall right now until we hear from the GM.
I'm not happy rotating. Oh, I'm not rotating.
Figuratively throwing crap against the wall.
And all the while,
what's he going to speak?
Phil's sitting here thinking, God, sorry, why does this have to happen when I'm?
No, this is great. I'm fascinated. Great. What time is he speaking?
Well, what time, Sweeney?
Phil's a reporter.
It's fascinating. That's interesting.
Imagine being a beat.
Shortly.
Are they going to have, we're going to find out.
I'm in the car. Just wait till I get down there. Just put the mics on. I'll be there soon. Driving down, I'm going to take the green line in. I'll be heading into South Station. I'll speak shortly. Maybe over to Warrior.
Speaking of which, there's going to be a tunnel, Hardy, that goes directly from North Station Green Line to North Station Commuter Rail Stop, opening mid-December.
How about that?
How are the two related?
What kind of tunnel?
He mentioned North Station. We talked about that a few minutes ago.
No, to Tuukka Rask.
Oh, not at all.
It's gotta be.
You think that's it?
A connection.
You think it's the tunnel?
Hardy's gonna be on the corkboard here soon, connecting the strings to the different images. TD, Garnet, Rask, Cassidy.
Those tunnels don't pay for themselves.
Tunnels, MBTA.
You save a little money on the goalie.
High price goaltender. Strings, push pins, post-its.
Off that tunnel wreck the other day, I got a couple tweets from people after I was ripping, like, hey, how do you not have a signal for the tunnel? Well, there are lights that blink, I guess, that warn you when you have a certain height before you enter the tunnel. And, like, three people tell you, do you know there's stories of people that designed that tunnel that don't want to ride through that tunnel? I'm like, that makes no sense whatsoever. I don't believe that for one instance. Huh? But why would I get a couple responses like that? There's a story out there that the people that designed the tunnel won't even ride through the tunnel.
What tunnel are we talking about again?
The big one.
Now we're talking about like a expressway tunnel.
In Boston. Yeah. Like the O'Neill Tunnel?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. Okay.
There's no leaks.
Good stuff. Don't stir the people up.
I'm not stirring anybody up here.
You know, we're going to go to a call to get us back on track with Bob in the car. Bob.
Bobby.
Go ahead.
Hey, Bob, Joe, Beetle, how's it going?
Hey, Bob.
Just wanted to talk about Deion Lewis. I know we've all been talking about Butler this week. I think that guy's going to get burned. But I just want to know what you guys think about containing Deion Lewis and how we're going to keep Mariota in the pocket.
I think Deion Lewis is the type of player that can hurt the Patriots. I mean, I don't think it's going to be enough to win a game. But
screens. I think
that's the type of player
that they sort of
struggle with.
Yeah. They like the screen game. Tennessee likes the screen game. The Patriots have had issues covering backs out of the backfield. Just go back to the Buffalo game. Like, it's surprising to me that teams haven't tried to do it more.
Yeah.
They ran LeSean McCoy on one wheel route. It went for about 35 or 40 yards.
They didn't do it again.
And then you never saw it again.
It's ridiculous.
So he's going to be a player that they have to try to bottle up. Now, this offensive line is not great. They are athletic, and so that's why the screen game is a good option for them. But they're pretty susceptible to power up front, in my opinion. And so Deion Lewis, when he's taking handoffs, has had to try to make something out of nothing quite often. And his numbers in terms of yards after contact are really good. He's about 2.5 yards after contact, one of the best in the league. However, there are still a lot of negative plays where he's just in the backfield dancing around trying to find an opening because they can't clear any room for him. So you got to hope that you can have more of those plays and fewer of the dance, 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 and all of a sudden there's a crease and he gets 30 yards.
Hardy has our headlines. We are expecting to hear from Bruins GM Don Sweeney on this Tuukka Rask situation.
Shortly.
If you're just joining us, Hardy will tell you exactly what it is right now.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yeah, the Tuukka Rask situation is this. He was granted a leave of absence by the team this morning. He was not on the ice for a practice, which started about 30 minutes late today. And we just learned that Bruins GM Don Sweeney would be speaking shortly. Once again, Tuukka Rask granted a leave of absence from the team. The GM expected to meet the media here in just a little while. We'll keep you updated. The Bruins lost last night 8-5 to the Canucks at TD Garden.
I just want to give you a quick update.
Yeah.
Sweeney has already started talking. He just started talking to the media saying that the leave of absence is not health-related. That's what Don Sweeney just had to say a moment ago.
Okay. Right, we'll follow this along as it unfolds moment by moment here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also, the Celtics got a road win last night, although it took overtime to beat the Phoenix Suns 116-109. They're right back at it tonight when they visit the Utah Jazz. Patriots getting ready for their trip to the Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon. NFL Week 10 started last night. Pittsburgh Steelers took care of home field. They beat the Panthers 52-21.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotion.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Have given Tuukka Rask a leave of absence. General manager Don Sweeney said that he's been given a few days to deal with a personal matter. It's not health related and the team is respecting his privacy past that.
Okay. Because of the player, because of who he is, the situation he's in, the money, his performance right now. I don't know this. None of us know this. But don't you think based on the history of athletes that have issues like with the family or something, that they would put that out before people start to make assumptions about the player? Don't you think they would like to deal with a personal family matter?
I think if like the player would told them he didn't want it out there.
Wouldn't it have been in the statement? Wouldn't that have been the first thing they put forth?
Because you don't want you'd be like, okay, then mentally you excuse the player because everybody's got something you deal with at home where you got an issue, you got to deal with a family member, you go. Like Kyrie Irving's missing the game. He's going to his grandfather's funeral or memorial service. You right. Put that out there. He's like, well, what's he missing it for? Okay, we're granting him his request to deal with a personal situation.
And it says, not health-related. Don Sweeney saying it could be as short as a few days, but there is no timeline.
This is weird. Sorry, it's weird. Very weird.
Open-ended leave of absence.
You see what I'm saying? If the team doesn't want you to like worry about the player or make any rush judgments to the player.
Jim just said in my ear, does it at all indicate it's a family issue? No, it doesn't. There's no reference of his family.
That's why I'm trying to eliminate that before you criticize. You know, you don't want to, I don't say criticize the player, but his play dictates criticism. I mean,
seems very sudden. That's all. Between hearing from him last night,
together, you think, okay,
what happened today at practice? Practice is late.
Yep. He did also talk about other players, Don Sweeney, confirming that Charlie McAvoy has been out with concussion symptoms going all the way back to last month. Bruins are not exactly sure when the hit happened, but he did skate in the last few days. So he did talk about other guys, but they're not saying much about Tuukka Rask. 617-779-0985. We got Phil Perry with us. We're talking Patriots, Titans, and we'll obviously mix in this Tuukka Rask news as well.
You know what I'm saying real quick, too?
Like, yeah, go ahead.
If somebody close to you and, you know, he's obviously got relatives in another country, say something happens to one of them, I think you sort of put that out there.
I think they would put it out there.
Out of respect for the family. And, like, okay, don't criticize the
player.
They don't
have to tell you what's going on.
No, but
he's tending to a family matter.
Right, have the respect of the player that he needs time to deal with this.
Because if you say it's a family matter, people are not going to criticize you at all.
Do.
They're not going to question it at all.
Yeah,
okay,
we do.
He's got something going on.
We move on.
Got to deal with it.
Okay, go deal. We move on. Everybody has something. You move on.
Right.
This seems like there's something. It doesn't. It's
fishy. Odd set of circumstances.
It's odd. Thank you.
Doesn't seem like discipline either, though, because he's been granted a leave of absence. Now, maybe that's spin. That could be spin.
Unless they say, why don't you just go away for a few days?
Quick statement. It could be
it. I'm sorry.
It's a quickly worded statement. Not enough detail. When there's not enough detail, something's going on. I've been around teams too much.
I don't know. He's such a private guy. I mean,
bullcrap. It's the Boston Bruins, man. Original 16. You've got a tough market here.
Original six? What does that have to do with it?
But you know what I mean?
He'll explain it.
Never mind. This isn't the Ducks of Anaheim. Yeah, I mean, this isn't just a hockey market that doesn't give a bleep. They care about these players.
They do care. And all I'm saying is that he is a very personal guy. Like, people really didn't even know. Yeah. Like, he's with the same girl for a long time, but they're not married. I think they have one kid, but he doesn't share anything. He's not online. He doesn't do any social media, anything. He keeps his private life private.
You sick the other day, suspended. I mean,
this is one of those things where
it was a suspension.
We may not find out.
It was a one day.
Especially
I'm back, though. It's good.
For one day.
I'm back.
If it's 3-4 days he's gone, and then he just comes back, we may never find out why. Obviously, if it's longer than that, then
I was actually granted a leave of absence for Wednesday. It was indefinite, and I was able to make it back by Thursday.
I called it Tuesday. You were sick as a dog.
It was indefinite. It was a leave of absence to tend to a personal matter.
Yeah, your head.
Sean's in Boston on Malcolm Butler. Sean. No, really, it was a suspension. Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Sean?
Got Woodpecker there?
So, hold on. Sorry, Sean. That's our problem, not his.
Yeah. Anytime you hear that in the background, they can't hear it.
They can't hear that.
Like that.
Sean, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Nothing. So we all know that Belichick is a film guru, and he breaks it down better than anybody. But does Tennessee have the same film? And maybe that's a reason why Malcolm Butler isn't getting the film work that he did when he was with the Patriots. He's definitely not getting the help.
Okay, so what you're talking about is structure and the ability to adjust with him when a player's not playing at a high level, Phil. Like, you would know that, you know, watching his team over the last couple of years, Logan Ryan was probably your best corner and defender. That's why he drew the biggest, whether it was in the Super Bowl, he's going to take Julio Jones. Then we're going to roll Malcolm with coverage the other way. Or if you're going to get your big, like, I expect Logan Ryan to draw Josh Gordon on Sunday.
I think that's probably the best matchup for them just in terms
Dorsett
of the size.
Dorsett and Hogan.
Butler's a smaller guy. Butler did not do well against bigger receivers here in New England.
Yeah.
So that would make sense to use Logan Ryan in that matchup. And then maybe, you know, Butler ends up on Hogan. Maybe see him on Edelman occasionally. I mean, those guys had...
But then you're kicking him in the slot.
Good matchups. Then you might be kicking him in the slot. But Edelman kind of moves around a little bit. So, you know, I don't think you're necessarily going to be shadowing. But those feel like the matchups that would work. It's just, I don't know how good this defense is. When you look at the schedule, they've just played... Some of the teams they've played and they've held to low point totals are not very good.
Is a product of the lack of offensive power they played against.
I think so, in some ways. I mean, some of the numbers are great. Bill Belichick has said it all week, leading the league in defense.
Don in Abington. Don.
What's going on, guys?
Hiya.
Great to talk to you. I was also going to comment on Malcolm Butler. I mean, I thought he was just basically a prospect of the system. You know what I mean? You know, He's not doing it that well in Tennessee that he is doing here.
So that what Don's saying is he's a product of the Patriots' success and the Patriots' defense and all the coaching that he probably got here that he's not getting there.
Which is scary because Mike
Vrabel's I think that's partially true.
Yeah.
I think players many times have been their best when they've played here.
Would he be this bad? Would he be this exposed if he was still here in New England?
No, we said this earlier.
They wouldn't allow a corner to be this unproductive.
Same way that it started last year where they sat him. It was Rowe, and to your point about Gilmore, he was being sat for the next guy. So if you're not productive, they'll sit you down.
Some final thoughts with Phil Perry coming up next. RJ Bell from Vegas at 1 o'clock.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand, is brought to you by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They make everything you need to make your football party a huge success this Sunday. Get details at stopandshop.com. Phil Perry with us. Got RJ Bell coming up in about 10 minutes.
It's my guy. Sorry, I'm going to miss him. Say hello to him for me, will you? Please?
Maybe.
Okay, thank you.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it. Okay.
Just sharpest guy in the
room. We've got a board full of Tuukka calls.
Let's do it.
You don't have
to talk football just because I'm here. This is sort of
why we have you in.
Yeah, but it's the biggest story in town right now.
It is a story.
We'll do a story.
I like hockey.
Jimmy's in West Roxbury. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir. How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Your show.
Thank you.
I think you guys nailed it when you said that this is not family related because he didn't come out and say it. I think this is due to Tuukka's drinking problem.
Oh.
You can go online and go.
Whoa. All right, here's what I'll say. If that's true.
We're not going to do that.
Isn't that a health thing? He said it's not a health thing.
Would that be health related?
That'd be health related.
It's a personal problem.
Yeah.
Personal problem. But we're not. Let's be smart here. Not going to go down this road.
No, I don't want to speculate about the problems in his personal life.
We don't know that.
I'm just wondering if something hockey related happened.
And personal can affect hockey, though. Yes.
Adam and Lowell. What's up, Adam?
What's up, man?
Hey, guys, I don't know why, but my mind instantly went to the Kevin Love situation last year where he missed a couple of games because he was dealing with his anxiety issue. You know, and if you think about it, it kind of fits because Tuukka's had the stomach issues before, and that can be a symptom of anxiety. You get so bad that actually upsets your system. You can't do anything right. Thanks, guys.
Could be.
All right. Maybe. Eddie in Walpole. Eddie.
Hey, hi, guys. How are you? Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, this is the rumor I heard about Tuukka. I heard he blew up in the locker room, throwing stuff in a big fit, and then demanded to be traded.
Yeah, where are you hearing this from?
Sources. Everybody's got a rumor, so that's my rumor.
Is that last night or today?
When that happened?
Last night. I mean, this morning. That's why the coach had the meeting with Chara, and they wanted to figure out what to do with him.
All right. I don't think you heard that anywhere, Eddie, but that's not...
Maybe Steve Belichick
crazy.
Was involved. I don't know.
Yeah, did he fight Belichick in the hotel?
You know what it is?
At the mall.
If the equipment's everywhere because he threw it around, that might delay practice.
Next to the fourth or fifth lids.
We know what happened, but we're not gonna get first. I heard something.
We're going to do the Felger Maz on this. Yeah, we know the reason.
We got it. We can't run with it, though.
We're not going to be the first to report it, though.
We'll jump on it when somebody does.
When somebody else reports, we'll be all over it. Till then, we're not telling you.
Right.
Mike in West Roxbury on the Bruins and their goalie situation. Mike.
How's it going, guys? Right. That last guy that called and made that comment about Tuukka drinking, I think should realize it's called Alcoholics Anonymous. If it is true, he shouldn't be coming on the phone, coming on the radio saying that. But
I don't even want to start going down that road. It's like. Everyone's going to have look. We just had somebody with a quote unquote source said he blew up in the locker room, and it's like that. If he's back in 3 or 4 days, then it's going to be something that is truly personal. We're probably not going to find out if it goes on longer than that. Then of course there will be a story. If it goes on, I would say.
Well, how does the length of the time away have anything to do with the reasoning?
Because then there is something more I think that needs to be explained to. not just fans, but just to the team in general. I mean, it's at some point, if he's just gone for a
couple
of days.
Do you think his teammates know?
If you were gone for...
Do you think his teammates know what's going on?
Yes. For instance,
of course they do.
Of course, you have to let them know.
They know right now what's going on.
Yep.
Especially
the big two.
It depends on how personal and private he is. Do you think everybody knew what was going on with Tim Thomas? When he decided just to like up and leave, he's going to go, you know, go spend time, devote himself to friends, faith, and family in a bunker out in Colorado.
Probably.
I mean,
probably
did
knew he was a little different.
See that
with
one
the
coming?
Age and everything.
I mean,
it's not about seeing it coming. It's once the guy is gone, do you know why he's not there?
We don't know why you weren't here on Wednesday.
Oh, well, I was suspended. So I already told you.
He's
that.
Already told us that.
Why he got suspended.
It's on the record.
He was not suspended.
I think the longer it goes on,
next time I'm out, I'm going to be suspended.
The more chance we will. The better the odds are that there will be an actual verified story on why he's taking this leave of absence. That's all. Mm. If it's a couple few days, we may not know. Whether the players know or not, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Say you do get suspended. Does that count towards your vacation days?
No. No, it's usually without pay, like mine was on Wednesday.
Stop it.
Zoe started it.
I did not.
You did too.
How would I start it?
You started it. You said it first.
I didn't.
What makes this tough is they've said so little about it just opens the door for so much speculation.
Exactly.
That's why you get some of the calls you get.
Right.
So I was right. If they just put the word family in the press release, no, we're not talking about
we're
this at all.
We're not talking about it. It's not an issue.
It's stuff you don't touch. It's almost like they
but,
want...
And so if
they
it's
want
any
us
of these personal things that have been, you know, brought up
we've been around
or speculated, then
sorry.
By all means, I hope, you know, whatever it is that's going on is taken care of. And
you understand.
That's right. The only thing I want to know is it hockey related? Is the personal issue a personal issue caused by hockey? Whether that be being a member of the Bruins, being a teammate of somebody else, whether was everything okay between him and his teammates?
Was
those are the
up?
Things I care about.
Yeah.
Was there any sort of fight, blow up, trade discuss?
They're
what
too
happened?
Good at this. They're too good at this game to understand to know how it would be talked about. They in a weird way, like you put it out there to have them talked about. Let's get them going. You know? Like all of a sudden, hey Tommy, Kyrie looks 5 pounds heavier. Yeah, what do you think? Tommy just came up with that one. Team,
that's a good point. The other thing they could have done.
The message.
No, couldn't
the team, they've been around this too much. They know how to deal with this stuff.
Doesn't it feel like the team's being a little cagey about things?
Be a little quiet. We're going to put it out there. He's not here. We're not going to tell you why.
How about
it's
just
not
the
serious,
fact
not.
That the statement is put out and then the GM speaks within 5 minutes?
Something's going
it
on.
Wasn't like, hey, I'll talk at 12:30. I'll talk at 1 o'clock, you know, with advance notice. The statement was out and then 5 minutes later, he's out there talking.
You
about
try
it.
To get ahead of something usually with a statement. So who else has this information? How else might this information get out?
Somebody,
why are they worried about
saw
that if they're worried
somebody
about
saw
that?
Something because of the delay, and that's why they had to put the statement out. And then, boom, let's get the GM to talk.
And by the way, the
couldn't they have just not played him in practice? Sorry, Hardy. And then just had the coach say something after
maybe,
he had to because dealing with some stuff. And,
maybe he just
you know, we'll take care of it next couple days.
Now when you've got maybe you're never in the building, boys.
An emergency goalkeeper out on the ice, people are going to be asking way too many questions about that. There's going to be too much speculation ahead of time. And I don't think this is something small. They got back-to-backs this weekend. They got the Maple Leafs tomorrow night. They got Vegas, the Western Conference champions, with a bunch of Bruins connections coming in on Sunday night, which means Halak is probably going to have to start back-to-back games, which they would never do. But now they may be practically forced into it. I don't know who's going to get the call up. Zane McIntyre, maybe. Somebody's going to be up there, but probably not ready to face either one of those teams. So this is
Vladar? Vladar? Vladar?
I think it's Vladar.
Vladar like bladder.
Vladar.
Okay, Vladar.
I don't know. I just said three different things and you said okay.
Darth Vader?
They all sound good to me. No, but they... Somebody said on Twitter that it's either Vladar or McIntyre. It sounds like who's going to get brought up.
Doesn't
but they wouldn't
start.
Do this. They wouldn't grant a leave of absence for personal reasons unless it was really, really necessary. Not with these back-to-backs coming up this weekend. They wouldn't do it.
Jim looks like he was going to say something.
No, I just saw a great tweet. It's related to your show later tonight with Phil. Sorry.
Oh.
You're going to promote Football Fix, I assume, right?
Sure. Football Fix, 6 p.m., NBC Sports Boston.
Get on board. Best character in Remember the Titans. That's what they just
tweeted
out.
Didn't we already sort of do that?
It'll be revealed tonight at 6 o'clock.
Coach Boone.
Is that what we're doing?
We already We did movie characters already.
We did movie characters. Yeah. Why are
I
they
mean, we made
it
a great topic. That was a great topic.
Gary Bertier?
Yeah.
We might do 10 minutes on this.
We did a draft. We drafted football teams, Phil and I.
Final poll results, it says, tonight, 6 o'clock.
Maybe we will do that. I don't even know. We don't really...
attitude.
We don't always know exactly what we're doing until
leadership,
we get there.
Captain.
C-Block, Beetle said. And Phil, would you guys be willing to rank the characters from Remember the Titans in honor of the game with the Titans this week?
She was good. Hayden Panettiere. Then she became an adult.
I'll also see if they can put out a poll on the Patriots account. Okay, yeah, there you go. They're polling to show the poll
results.
Oh,
boom, there you go.
Yeah.
See, why are we the last to know that?
We're not
on the show.
We're not. We got the email an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's on me then.
Yeah.
It's on both. Great show, though.
Yeah, but we'll be talking
numbers through the roof.
Best football 6 o'clock show ratings on the whole station.